podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Monday. Today, we're going to talk about the underdog's advantages as you're watching the NCAAs. Before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors, Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged and you get $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm on vacation right now and haven't even gotten a chance to increase the prices. So if you're thinking of joining, great time to do that. Today, next couple days, Coach Wheeler is going to hijack my podcast and talk about the Princeton offense. So he's running a three-day mastermind Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Super excited. It's free. It's going to be a couple hours a night. If you're thinking about doing it and you're listening to this at the time, even afterwards, go over to www.teachhoopsprinceton.com. So Teach Hoops, which is me, Princeton, put it all together, .com. Go over there, sign up, and you can get all signed up. And let's head off to Coach Wheeler.
Hey, Coach, my name is John Wheeler, and today I want to talk to you about the underdog's two advantages. Now, you have your underdogs, and you have your opponents. Now, if your opponents are more talented, have more gifts, more physical ability, okay, they're going to be the favorite in that game because they have these physical advantages. Maybe they're also very skilled, okay? But as an underdog, you have advantages as well, and you have advantages that your opponents do not have, okay? There are two big advantages that you have as underdogs, and the first one is your mindset. Now your mindset and your mentality can be very powerful, can be a very, very powerful skill set. And what happens in an underdog's mind is we all hear voices. Some of them come externally, some of them come internally. So externally, some of the things that we hear are, an underdog especially will hear is, you're not good enough. You don't belong here. You can't win. Okay. Now, once that voice is inside your head, you start repeating that over and say, like, they don't think I'm good enough. They don't think I belong here. They don't think I can win. Okay. Now, once you start thinking about that, there's two ways that you can respond to that. And you're going to have players that respond to this both ways. One player is going to say, when you see this, when you see a player who has, starts doubting themselves, who you can see self-pity on, who feel sorry for themselves when they make a mistake. Okay. Those players are believing the voices inside their head. Okay. Now you're also going to have players who are going to say, BS. Okay. I am good enough. Okay. I do belong here. I can win. Okay. That is your true underdog. And those players cannot be deterred. Okay. So what happens is when you have that player who doesn't believe the voices that come in their head, but they internalize that. No one thinks we're good enough. No one thinks we belong here. No one thinks we can win. They internalize that, and if they can put a chip on their shoulder and internalize that in a way, those players are going to have what I call another gear. They're going to have an internal motivation that's going to drive them and be able to push them further than players with an external motivation. So players with an external motivation are going to have players who are being motivated by their parents, by their peers, by their coaches, just by yelling at them, trying to get them to do what they want them to do, in their ear all the time. Tell them, hey, you've got to be this way. You've got to play this way. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Those are external voices and external motivation. But a player who is truly internally motivated usually comes from the voices in their head saying, hey, you're not good enough. You don't belong here. You can't win. And you are telling those voices back. It's like there's another person in your head and your backpack said, no, I am good enough. I do belong here. I can win and I will win. And I'm going to prove you wrong. Okay, those players have another gear. They've got an internal desire that when your talented player hits exhaustion, and maybe they're ahead of you a little bit, and then when the underdog hits exhaustion, The underdog can break through and push through that wall where your more talented player may get soft and just say, hey, I'll let my talent take care of it. Whereas the underdog is going to say, hey, I'm going to improve my skills to a level that I don't care how talented you are, I can still compete with you in a different way. Okay, so that's the first advantage that an underdog has. The second advantage that an underdog has is an underdog has the ability and freedom to be more creative, to think differently. So, for example, if we're an underdog and we're playing against a team that is boom, just up tempo, run, they're going to press, they're going to deny us, they're going to do this. An underdog will say, we're not going to play that same style that you want to play. We're going to make you play the way that we want to play, that takes advantage of our skill sets. We're not going to play to your strengths and your skill sets. We're going to play to ours. And underdogs have an ability to think differently than more talented, more gifted, more teams have natural ability. And that is the second advantage they have. They have the humility to say, I know I'm not as good as you physically, but I've worked harder. I'm more skilled. I'm a better shooter. I'm a better ball handler. I'm a better team basketball player. And if we play differently than you and force you to play the way that we want to play, we can compete and beat you. So anyway, so if you liked a little bit of that, and some of that rings true, if you feel like you're an underdog and you want to learn how to take advantage of these advantages that underdogs have, I am doing a free training it is a Princeton offense training, but and the reason why I bring this up is because Princeton teams are typically underdog teams. Now, Princeton is not, and we'll talk about this more in other videos, other podcasts, but Princeton teams have that underdog mentality, and I want you to get a glimpse of what that looks like. So if you'd like to watch this 3-day masterclass, it's totally free. Go to www.teachhoopsprinceton.com, sign up, register. The event is still coming up, but if depending on when you watch or listen to this podcast video, go there, sign up anyway, and we'll let you know when the next event is in case you were to miss it. But go to teachhoopsprinceton.com today, sign up for the masterclass, and coaches, I will see you guys on the court.
Sports Social Podcast Network.